Well, it was actually the groundsman went in and he opened the front door and just water came to meet him. He wondered, oh, burst pipe, the weather we've had. And the vet looked round about, no burst pipes. And we've seen the water coming in from the side door. And some young vandal or whatever they want to call him had left a water tap running. And it had run right in the side door, under the door, and flooded the whole hall, the visitors' changing room and the committee room. The captains were floating about, as you can imagine.
And what other damages is the park sustained?
We have had some signage broken, they've battered that, and earlier they burnt some seating in the dugouts, and they were using an iron bar as a javelin, digging out parts of the turf. They've been smashing bottles on the entrance in. You know, so it's been quite bad. It's years and years since we've had this problem. It's been very good for the past couple of years. But when you think, you know, it's obviously young local Hurlford boys, we imagine. And you think the parts given to them for to play school finals, the school races, boys club finals. And there's nothing else in Hurlford for them, you know, and it's open for them. They're allowed to get into the games free of charge. You know, it's quite a slap in the face, really, you know, from them, considering what we give to them.
And how much money is it going to cost the club to repair the damage?
Well, you know, it could run to a couple of £1,000.
Which is obviously
quite a lot for a junior club, yes. It's a lot for a junior club to try and find.
What message do you have for the people that have caused this damage?
Just consider what you've done. You're allowed into the games free of charge. Under 16s, you know, just consider what it is. I mean, someday you might be playing for Hurlford yourself, you know, Scottish Cup winning team. You know, think about it. One day it could be yourself playing in that park.
Excellent.